Hello, and welcome to episode 37 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, coming to you from Bright Flux. If you're on your path to becoming a certified Snowflake user, you've come to the right place. Today, we will be diving deep into the topic of using the query profile in Snowflake, an essential tool in optimizing and understanding your Snowflake queries. First, let's understand what a query profile is in the context of Snowflake. The query profile is a powerful feature provided by Snowflake that allows users to analyze and debug their SQL queries. It gives you a graphical representation of the execution plan of your query, showing detailed information such as execution time, processing time for each operation, and the amount of data scanned. To access the query profile after running a query in Snowflake's web interface, click on the query ID link associated with the executed query. This will bring up the query profile page showing various tabs that detail the execution steps, performance statistics, and more. Now let's break down the key components of the query profile. 1. Execution plan. This shows the steps Snowflake took to execute the query. It is visualized as a directed acyclic graph where nodes represent operations such as scans, joins, and aggregates. Understanding this can help you pinpoint inefficiencies. 2. Performance statistics. Here, you'll find timing details and the amount of data processed at each stage of the query. It's critical for identifying stages that are time-consuming or consuming disproportionate amounts of data. 3. Warehouse usage. This section details the compute resources consumed by the query. Managing and optimizing warehouse usage is key to controlling costs in Snowflake. 4. Partition scanned. It shows the number of partitions accessed by the query. Reducing the number of partitions scanned can lead to more efficient query execution. 5. Result cache HASC. Snowflake features a result cache that stores the outcome of queries. If a subsequent query can use this cached result, execution time can be significantly reduced. The query profile will indicate whether the result cache was utilized. Each of these components plays a crucial role in query optimization. By analyzing the query profile, developers and data analysts can make informed decisions to optimize their queries, resulting in faster and more cost-effective data processing. In addition to the graphical interface, Snowflake provides school functions and views, such as the query history and explain functions that can be used to programmatically access execution insights. As you prepare for your Snowflake SnowPro Core certification exam, deeply understanding how to use and interpret the query profile is essential. It not only helps in optimizing your queries, but also empowers you to troubleshoot and understand query performance on a granular level. That wraps up our in-depth discussion on using the query profile in Snowflake. Remember, to be an effective Snowflake user, mastering the tools and features that Snowflake provides is key. The query profile is one such tool that can elevate your data processing and analytics capabilities. Make sure to explore it thoroughly as you prepare for your certification exam. Thank you for tuning in to the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. This has been Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, wishing you success in your certification journey. Until next time, keep learning and keep optimizing your Snowflake skills.